Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Matthew, please. 26. You were there in Matthew 13. Go to 26. Let me read this to you while you're turning there from the passage we just read. The people on the stony ground, what happened to them? So we've talked about them being stony. We talked about how they didn't last, they didn't endure. But I don't think we've emphasized why. Why did they just endure for a little while? Why did they cast away the word they had received? Because they became offended. That's what happened, the scripture said. Listen to this. The Amplified says, they have no real root in themselves. And so they endure for a little while, and then when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, they immediately are offended, they become displeased, indignant, and resentful. Resentful, and they stumble, and they fall away. Another one says, they are caused to stumble, they are repelled, and begin to distrust and desert him whom they ought to trust and obey. Another one says, when trouble and persecution comes because of the message, he quickly gives up believing. This is one of the enemy's most successful tactics at destroying and robbing people of their faith. And it's such a subtle thing people are blinded by. And they call themselves word people, and yet they're offended. Resentment begins to come, and then bitterness begins to come. And if left unchecked, the Bible said many can be defiled by this root of bitterness. And listen now, you got a bunch of people that are bitter and resentful and offended. They are not full of faith. They have lost their faith. How many understand that faith works by love? Cannot be. See, the enemy knows this. But he's so crafty that he's always trying to get that in and needle it. And we got good news today. The Lord took me through this last night and showed me exactly where it starts and how it works. We can catch it if we'll be open. I'm going to take you to it in just a minute. But look at this. Are you there in 26? Matthew 26. This is right before Jesus goes to the cross. And in Matthew 26 and 30, they've just received supper together. We're going to observe the Lord's Supper and communion today. And just back up in these previous verses, it talks about the blood of the New Testament. It talks about the bread, which is his body. And verse 30, they had such a rich time of fellowship, and they sung a hymn. And they went out to the Mount of Olives. How many stand there having good fellowship? Good fellowship. Then said Jesus to them, verse 31, what did he say to them in the middle of this? All of you shall be offended because of me this night. Now let's just stop right here. What does it mean to become offended? See, you're going along good. You're going along good, and then you notice something. And you get to fooling with it, and it snares you. And it traps you, and you become indignant and angry and annoyed and resentful. He said, all of you, that's going to happen to you tonight because of me. You're going to be offended because of me. Skip down to verse 33. Peter answered and said to him, though all men shall be offended because of you, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said to him, verily I say to you that this night before the cock crow, you'll deny me three times. Listen to the other translation. It says, you will all be offended and stumble and fall away because of me this night, distrusting and deserting me. Are you seeing this other side of offense? When you become offended, you stop trusting someone. You stop believing in someone. You stop believing in their words. And you stop being with them and being hooked with them. You unhook and you desert them. You leave them. Have people ever unhooked from where God put them? Have they ever get upset about something and leave? So what happened to them? They were offended. And if that happens, what else has happened to them? They are ensnared. They get trapped in that offense and it stops their progress. When you're trapped, you're not running your race. And when you're offended, you've lost your faith. You no longer believe in someone and something that you're supposed to. Peter declared to him, though all are offended and stumble and fall away because of you and distrust you and desert you, I will never do so. I'll never do it. Mark 14. He said, you'll all fall away this night. You'll all be caused to stumble and begin to distrust and desert me. Peter said, even if they all fall away and are caused to stumble and distrust and desert you, I will not do so. Jesus said, I tell you, before the cock crows, you'll deny me. And Peter said more vehemently and repeatedly, even if it's necessary for me to die with you, I will not deny you. I will not disown you. I know I keep saying it, but do you understand being offended equals denying and distrusting and not believing? That's what it is. He said, all of you are going to be offended tonight because of me. And Peter said, no way. Now, let me just stop right here. Peter did not believe it was possible for him to become offended at the Lord. Did he? Did it happen? It happened. I don't think we've seen the seriousness of this. They were not just confused and frightened. They were that. But it was worse. They had times where they quit believing. I'm talking about after Jesus, you know, when he went to the trial and he was scourged. And why did Peter stand out there and go, I don't know him? This is not just confusion. What is this? This is offense, which is what? Ceasing to believe. What they're doing, and he and all of them did it that night, they're saying, what were we thinking? He's just a man. God wouldn't let all this happen to him if he's really a good man. It can't be. What are they doing? They are ceasing to trust someone they should trust. They're ceasing to believe in someone they should completely believe. They became offended. Now here's the question. Peter did not believe it was possible that he could be offended at the Lord Jesus. They'd just been sitting at the table together. They'd just been sitting there in sweet fellowship. How many believe the presence of God was in that upper room? The love of God and the grace of God and the peace of God. And they had been with Jesus now for a while. And they've seen him in every kind of situation. And that's what Peter said. No way. No way will I ever get offended and distrust you and unhook from you and stop believing in you. And Jesus said it'll happen before daylight. Now here's the question. Is it possible for you to become offended at Jesus and at his word? Is it possible? See, that's mighty weak, isn't it? People don't like to think like this, do they? You need to see this. Is it possible for you to become put out and bent out of shape and no longer believe him and his word whom you should believe? Is it possible? If you don't believe it's possible, you put yourself in the same precarious position that Peter was that night when he so adamantly denied and said, ain't no way, ain't no way. How many know he should not have been saying that? The Lord looks at you and says, this night before the cock crows, you're going to deny that you even know me three times. It is not time to get back up in Jesus' face and say, you're wrong. You're wrong. What's it time to do? It's time to repent. It's time to hit your knees and go, God, I know you know everything, but I know that ain't the will of God. Have mercy on me. Can I change it? What can I do? Right? And he told them. He said, watch, pray, so you don't enter into temptation. He's giving them some instruction. And they didn't understand it and they didn't do it. Is it possible? See, people get their eyes on each other. Is it possible for you or me, as much as we think we love the Lord, is it possible for us to get put out and offended at Jesus and His Word? The answer is yes. Yes. Do you have to? No. Is it possible? Yes. Now, see, the thing that's happening, they didn't think, and the people prior to this, when he went to his own hometown, and they were offended at him. Remember that? Numerous times it says they were offended at him. But see, the thing is, they did not think they're offended with God. No, no, no. Just this Jesus. But are they offended with God? Yeah, because he's the one that sent Jesus and told him what to say. The Israelites that first came out of Egyptian bondage, they didn't think they're offended at God. It's just this Moses. It's just Moses and this Aaron. But God took it personally. He said, I hear your murmurings that you murmur against me. And they thought, huh, we didn't call your name. It's Moses. This is Moses. We like you. It's just, doesn't work. If you don't receive the one he sends, you don't receive him. You despise the one he sends, you despise him. You become offended at the one he sends, at the words he speaks through the one he sends. You have become offended with him. And how many can see? Many have not seen this. They are offended at the word of God. I mean, let's just talk about area after area. There are people in this town. Bless their hearts. We love them. But they have become offended at the word of prosperity that we preach. Well, if that's just something I dreamed up and came up with, well, it's my opinion and theirs. What does it matter? But if it's the Lord's word, if it's scripture, if it's anointed of him, then they're not just offended with me. They're offended with him. There's something about his word that they don't like. They resent it. They don't think it's him, but it's him. And when you do that, you have judged yourself. Anything you become offended at, you have judged yourself unworthy of. You become offended at prosperity, you will not prosper. You become offended at healing, you will not be healed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Faith Offended, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804D. That's R804D, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.